Moving to one of America's most popular pastimes now, we're talking football. The regular season starts in 2 weeks. But what happened before a preseason game on Friday is grabbing headlines right now. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refused to stand up for the national anthem. After the game, he told reporters, quote, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." The NFL has said in response that players are encouraged but not required to stand for the anthem. But as you might imagine, Kaepernick's stance is getting quite a lot of attention from colleagues and fans alike. So we thought we'd call William Roden to talk about this. After 26 consecutive years writing his Sports of the Times column, he just decided to deliver his final regular column last month. But after 3 decades of writing about sports and activism in particular, we thought he was the man to turn to about this. Welcome back to the program, Bill Roden.
Michelle, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So Kaepernick is not backing down. He's been tweeting this weekend that it is his right and choice to stand up for people who are oppressed. It seems as though we've seen more of this in recent years. Do you agree?
I think I really started seeing it, Michelle, after Ali died, because his whole life, it seemed, the essence of his life was protest. And a lot of young athletes particularly start going back, and they looked at his stand against the draft and that. And I think that a lot of what a lot of young, particularly black athletes, saw is that typically money is supposed to empower you. And I think with a lot of guys, what started happening is that money began to weaken them because they were so afraid of losing it and having stuff taken away. And I think that when they began studying the lives of Ali and Kurt Flood and these people in the pack, they saw that, wow, you know, this actually empowered them. It actually strengthened them. It actually is why we're talking about them years later.
Both the NFL and the 49ers have issued statements saying that players have the right to not stand during the playing of the national anthem. Is this a change? I think some people are intrigued by the league's response
here. Well, because, you know, listen, you've got a league that's made up of almost, an NFL is made up almost by 78, 79% African-American men. Yeah, that's the league. NBA almost high, like 87% African-American men. So if you're an owner, you better tread lightly on this stuff, because these are the guys that make your league. You know, I mean, what happens if you're perceived as trying to crush them? That's that. I think that's the easiest way to drive people together. I think the easiest way. And listen.
Well, but you wrote about this yourself in your farewell column for the New York Times in July. You wrote about Jim Brown, who was 29 years old in July of 1966. When he announced his retirement from the Cleveland Browns because then-owner Art Modell had said to him, if you don't come back from making this movie, I'm going to fine you.
Right.
So from the movie set, he had a press conference announcing his retirement.
Right.
So it seems that that was a very different era.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also Jim Brown. I mean, you know, and a lot of people, including me, I was only 15, and you looked at that awe, so wow, man, the fact that he would stare down an owner, but he was an outlier. In other words, that was way outside the norm. But look what happened to that. That was what, 66? Next year, 67, Ali steps back from the draft. 68, Smith and Carlos in Mexico. 69, Kurt Flood. So I think that was, if you want to say, if you want to look at sort of the beginning of that kind of stuff, but those people were, and each one of them paid a tremendous price.
You talked about the consequences that a number of visible black athletes have faced when they made political statements. In 1967, Muhammad Ali refused to be drafted. In 1968, Tommy Smith and John Carlos celebrated winning gold and bronze medals at the 68 Mexico City Games with a silent protest on the victory stand. What were the consequences that they faced?
Well, for Ali, first of all, he lost his title. He lost his belt. He lost his source of income. He didn't fight. There were years, I think it was 3-4 years, where he just could not earn a living, beyond being demonized. Kurt Flood will never get into the Hall of Fame for standing up against Major League Baseball. Never.
He refused a trade in 1969.
Yeah, in 69, he was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies, and he said, I'm not going. I'm not a piece of meat to be traded. Tommy Smith and Carlos couldn't find work, were demonized. John Carlos's wife, there was so much pressure. I mean, she committed suicide. There were other things, but it was so much pressure. Tommy Smith couldn't find work. And again, they were demonized. There was just all kinds of
negativity. They were essentially blacklisted.
Yeah, essentially.
Before we let you go, does Colin Kaepernick have a history of using his platform to express political points of view? I mean, a number of people have taken note that LeBron James in recent years, for example, has made a number of gestures to express his concern around certain issues. Does Colin Kaepernick have a reputation for doing that? And is this new for him? Why him and why now?
I think this is new. And I think sometimes everybody has their epiphany at different times. I think part of it is that he looked at LeBron had done. I think he looked at other athletes. Also, I think his situation in San Francisco, which is somewhat ambiguous. I think that he was a gold. Remember, he was a golden boy for the first 2-3 years. And suddenly when you become the golden boy, then the rug gets pulled out from under you. Then you think about a whole lot of realities. You think about everything from they love me when I'm on top. Now I'm not. So I think a lot of things. But personally, whenever you wake up, whenever you smell the coffee, I'm for it. Just smell the coffee at some point.
That's Bill Roden. He was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. You will have certainly recognized him from his 26 years writing the Sports of the Times column at the New York Times. He was at the Times for 35 years in all. Just turned in, hung up his spurs, as it were, just last month. And apparently we'll hear from you from time to time, we hope, Bill Roden.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been a pleasure.